Jeremiah chapter 50. The word which the Lord spoke concerning Babylon, concerning the land of the Chaldeans, through the intermediacy of Jeremiah the prophet. Tell it to the nations, and proclaim it, and raise a banner. Proclaim it, do not conceal it. Say, Babylon has been captured, Bel has been put to shame, Merodach has been thrown into disarray. Its images have been put to shame. Its idols have been thrown into disarray. For a nation from the north has come up against it. It will make its land a desolation, and there will not be anyone inhabiting it. Both man and beast will flee and depart. In those days and at that time, says the Lord, the sons of Israel and the sons of Judah will come together. They will go about weeping profusely, and they will seek the Lord their God. They will ask for Zion, that destination is their goal, and say, Come and let us be joined to the Lord in an age-abiding covenant, which will not be forgotten. My people were sheep going astray, for their shepherds caused them to stray. The mountains have turned them aside, they have gone from mountain to hill, they have forgotten their resting place. All who find them will devour them, and their adversaries will say, We will not incur guilt, because they have sinned against the Lord. The home of righteousness, the hope of their fathers, the Lord. Flee from Babylon and from the Chaldeans. Depart, and be like goats in the company of sheep. For I am about to arouse and bring up against Babylon a contingent of great nations from the land of the north, and they will draw up against it, and from there it will be captured. Its arrows will be like a warrior causing bereavement, who does not return empty-handed. And Chaldea will be a spoil, and all who despoil it will be satisfied, says the Lord. For you were glad, for you exulted, you plunderers of my inheritance, for you feasted yourselves like a threshing calf, and you bellowed like strong bulls. Your mother will be put to great shame, she who gave birth to you will be put to the blush. Behold, the final state of the nations will be desert, parched ground, and an arid land. Because of the Lord's wrath, it will not be inhabited, but all of it will become a desolation. Everyone who passes by Babylon will be astonished, and will jeer at all its wrecked places. Draw up against Babylon around it, all you who draw the bow. Shoot at it, do not spare an arrow, for it has sinned against the Lord. Shout at it all around. It has surrendered, its foundations have fallen, its walls have been demolished. For it is the Lord's vengeance. Take vengeance on it, do to it as it has done. Cut off the sower from Babylon, and him who wields the sickle in the harvest season. At the presence of the oppressing sword, let each man turn to his people, and let each man flee to his own country. Israel is a scattered flock of sheep, lions have driven them out. First, the king of Assyria consumed them, and just recently Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, has broken their bones. Which is why this is what the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, says. I am about to visit the king of Babylon and his land, as I visited the king of Assyria, and I will bring Israel back to their home, and they will feed on Carmel and Bashan, and their appetite will be satisfied on Mount Ephraim and in Gilead. In those days and at that time, says the Lord, Israel's iniquity will be sought, but it will not be there, and Judah's sins, but they will not be found, for I will pardon those whom I leave remaining. Go up against it, against the land of Merathaim, and against the inhabitants of Pekod. Make them desolate and obliterate them, says the Lord, and do everything I command you. There is the sound of war in the land, and of extensive destruction. How the hammer of the whole earth is cut off and broken! How Babylon has become an object of astonishment among the nations! I set a trap for you, and you were duly caught, Babylon, and you were not aware of it. You were found and duly caught, for you contended with the Lord. The Lord opened his storehouse, and brought out instruments of his indignation, for this is the work of the Lord, the Lord of hosts, in the land of the Chaldeans. Go to it from the furthest point, open its granaries, cast it up into heaps and obliterate it. Don't let it have any remnant. dispatch all its bulls, let them go to the slaughter. Woe to them, for their day has come, the time of their visitation. There will be the sound of those who flee, and those who escape from the land of Babylon, to report in Zion the vengeance of the Lord our God, the avenging of his temple. Call up the archers to go to Babylon, and all who draw the bow. Encamp against it all around. Do not let it have anyone who escapes. Requite it according to its own course of action. Do to it according to everything which it did, for it acted defiantly against the Lord, against the Holy One of Israel, which is why its youths will fall in its streets, and all its warriors will be cut down on that day, says the Lord. I will soon be against you, defiance, says the Lord of hosts, for your day is coming, the time when I will visit you, and defiance will stumble and fall. It will have no one to raise it up, and I will light a fire in its cities, which will consume all its surrounding areas. This is what the Lord of hosts says. The sons of Israel and the sons of Judah have been oppressed together, and all those who took them captive have held on to them. They have refused to let them go. Their Redeemer is strong. The Lord of hosts is his name. He will certainly defend their cause, so as to bring calm to the land and to bring disquiet to the inhabitants of Babylon. The sword against the Chaldeans, says the Lord, and against the inhabitants of Babylon, and against its officials, and against its wise men. The sword against those who falsify, and they will be seen to have been foolish. The sword against its valiant men, and they will be terrified. The sword against his horses, and against his chariot fleet, and against all the mixed foreigners who are in it, so that they become women. The sword against its treasuries, so that they are plundered. A drought on its waters, so that they dry up. For it is a land of carved images, and so that they are driven mad by their monstrosities. So the desert creatures will live with the animals of the coastlands, and ostriches will live in it. And it will never be inhabited any more, and it will not be dwelt in from generation to generation. As in God's overthrow of Sodom and Gomorrah and its neighbours, says the Lord, no man will live there, and no son of Adam will reside there. Behold, a people is coming from the north, and a great nation and many kings. They will be stirred up from the remote parts of the earth. They will wield bow and spear. They are cruel, and they will not show compassion. The sound of them is as when the sea rages, and they ride on horses. Each will be drawn up as a man of war against you, O daughter of Babylon. The king of Babylon has heard the report about them, and his hands have become limp. Anguish has seized him as has pain as of a woman giving birth. Behold, he will come up like a lion from the splendour of the Jordan to the residence of the strong one. For I will act all of a sudden, and make them run away from the place. And who is chosen, so that I may appoint him over it? For who is like me, and who can arraign me? And who is this shepherd who will stand before me? So hear the counsel of the Lord, with which he gave counsel concerning Babylon, and his purposes which he has conceived regarding the land of the Chaldeans. Men will certainly drag away the young of the sheep, and he will certainly devastate their dwelling place to their cost. At the sound when Babylon is captured, the earth will shake, and an outcry will be heard among the nations.